Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Eddie Joost. Batting second. The center fielder, Austin Knickerbocker. Batting third. The right fielder, Chet Lobbs. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Sam Chapman. Batting fifth. The catcher, Buddy Rosar. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Hank Majeski. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Pete Suter. Batting eighth. The first baseman, Ferris Fain. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Phil Marchildon. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Phil Marchildon. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Sam Mealy. Batting second. The shortstop, Johnny Pesci. Batting third. The center fielder, Dom DiMaggio. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Ted Williams. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Bobby Doerr. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Rudy York. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Rip Russell. Batting eighth. The catcher, Frankie Hayes. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mel Parnell. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Mel Parnell. And now, play ball. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Austin Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker strikes out. One out. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs strikes out. Two outs. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pesci fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Lobbs, who is chasing the ball. Mealy reaches third base with a triple. Johnny Pesci is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesci hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Lobbs, who is chasing the ball. Pesci reaches third base with a triple. Mealy scores. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Pesci scores. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio takes first base on ball four. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams takes first base on ball four. DiMaggio moves to second. Carl Scheib now pitching. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. DiMaggio moves to third. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. DiMaggio scores. Williams moves to second. It's 3-0, Red Sox. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York hits a ball on the ground towards third. Majeski fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Williams moves to third. Two outs. Rip Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell hits a fly ball into left field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Rosar reaches second base with a double. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Rosar moves to third. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter hits a fly ball into right field. Mealy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Rosar scores. One out. It's 3-1, Red Sox. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Athletics 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a line drive towards third. Majeski reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mel Parnell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parnell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Suter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Mealy hits a fly ball into center field. Knickerbocker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Carl Scheib is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scheib hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pesky scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Joost hits a fly ball into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Austin Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 0-for-1 in the game. Knickerbocker hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Parnell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Athletics 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Pesky hits a fly ball into center field. Knickerbocker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. DiMaggio takes first base on ball 4. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Williams takes first base on ball 4. DiMaggio moves to second. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Doerr strikes out. Two outs. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0-for-1 in the game. York hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 6-1, Red Sox. Rip Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 0-for-1 in the game. Russell hits a fly ball into left field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 0-for-1 in the game. Lobbs hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-1 in the game. Chapman takes first base on ball 4. Lobbs moves to second. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Rosar hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Mealy. Rosar reaches second base with a double. Lobs scores. Chapman moves to third. It's 6-2, Red Sox. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Majeski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pesky scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Chapman scores. One out. It's 6-3, Red Sox. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Suter hits a fly ball into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0-for-1 in the game. Fain hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rosar scores. It's 6-4, Red Sox. Carl Scheib is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scheib is 0-for-1 in the game. Scheib hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Athletics 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-1 in the game. Hayes hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mel Parnell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parnell is 0-for-1 in the game. Parnell bunts towards first. Fain fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Mealy hits a fly ball into right field. Lobb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Pesky hits a ball on the ground towards short. Joost fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Wally Moses now playing right field. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Joost hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pesky scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Austin Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 0-for-2 in the game. Knickerbocker hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of DiMaggio. Knickerbocker reaches second base with a double. Fritz Dorisch now pitching. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lobbs hits a fly ball into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Chapman takes first base on ball 4. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Knickerbocker scores. Chapman moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 6-5, Red Sox. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 2-for-2 in the game, with two doubles. He's got one RBI. Rosar takes first base on ball 4. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Majeski hits a ball on the ground towards first. York scoops it up and throws to first, with Dorisch covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Athletics 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Dietrich now pitching. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. DiMaggio is called out on strikes. One out. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Williams hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Rosar settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Doerr hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got three RBIs. York hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dietrich fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Athletics 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Suter hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dorish juggles the ball. That's an error on Dorish. Ferris Fane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Suter. The throw from Hayes and he is out, Pesky applying the tag. One out. Ferris Fane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fane is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Fane is hit by the pitch. Bill Dietrich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dietrich bunts towards the mound. Dorish fields it and throws to first for the out. Fane moves to second. Two outs. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Joost hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pesky scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Athletics 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rip Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 0-for-2 in the game. Russell hits a fly ball into left field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hayes strikes out. Two outs. Fritz Dorisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dorisch hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Knickerbocker. Moses reaches second base with a double. Lobs throws the ball into Majeski, who tags Moses trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Dorish goes all the way around to score. It's 7-5, Red Sox. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Athletics 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Barney McCoskey pinch hits for Austin Knickerbocker. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey is called out on strikes. One out. Elmer Vallow pinch hits for Chet Lobbs. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Moses, who is chasing the ball. Vallow reaches third base with a triple. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Chapman hits a fly ball into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Vallow scores. Two outs. It's 7-6, Red Sox. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 2-for-2 in the game, with two doubles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Rosar hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pesky scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Athletics 6. The Red Sox will come to bat. Barney McCoskey now playing center field. Elmer Vallow now playing right field. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Pesky hits a fly ball into center field. McCoskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. DiMaggio strikes out. Two outs. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Doerr hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Williams moves to second. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got three RBIs. York is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Athletics 6. The Athletics will come to bat. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Majeski hits a line drive into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Suter is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Fain hits a ball on the ground towards first. York scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Fain for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Athletics 6. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rip Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 0-for-3 in the game. Russell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hayes hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Chapman throws the ball into Suter, who tags Hayes, trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Russell moves to third. One out. Fritz Dorisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dorisch is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Dorisch hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fain settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fain scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Moses for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Athletics 6. The Athletics will come to bat. George Binks pinch hits for Bill Dietrich. George Binks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Binks bunts towards third. Russell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Joost hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Binks moves to second. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey is 0-for-1 in the game. McCoskey hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Binks scores. Joost moves to second. It's Athletics, 7, Red Sox, 7. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Vallow hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr fields it and throws to second for the out. Joost moves to third. One out. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. He's got one RBI. Chapman bunts towards the mound. Dorish picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Dorish. Joost scores. Vallow moves to third. Chapman moves to second. It's 8-7, Athletics. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 2-for-3 in the game, with two doubles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Rosar is walked intentionally. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Majeski hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Moses. Majeski reaches second base with a double. Vallow scores. Chapman scores. Rosar moves to third. It's 10-7, Athletics. Al Widmer now pitching. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0-for-4 in the game. He's got one RBI. Suter takes first base on ball 4. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Fain hits a fly ball into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Rosar scores. Two outs. It's 11-7, Athletics. George Binks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Binks is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Binks hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 11, and the Red Sox 7. The Red Sox will come to bat. Russ Christopher now pitching. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 1-for-4 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Pesky hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Suter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. DiMaggio bunts towards the mound. Christopher fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. With three walks. Williams strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 11, and Boston Red Sox, 7. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.